children, the Lord told us a parable, and in it he said, I am the vine, you are the, do you know what he said? You are the branches. That's right. The Lord is a grapevine, and we are like the branches. So let's listen to the Lord's parable and see how we can be good branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bring forth good fruit, he takes it away. And everyone that brings forth fruit, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Already you are clean through the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bring forth fruit from itself unless it remains in the vine, no more can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who remains in me and I in him, this one brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you have remained in me and my sayings have remained in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. In this my Father is glorified, that you bring forth much fruit, and you shall become my disciples. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Amen. Here's a picture of a grapevine and one of its branches. See, here's this strong, gnarly trunk growing up like this, and it has branches out here and a branch out here. You can see the branch, and on the branch, you can see beautiful leaves growing, and also, what else?
Grapes.
Grapes, that's right. This is autumn, so the grapes are turning purple and ripe, and you can see the leaves are also turning beautiful colors. Now, so in the Lord's parable about the grapevine and the branches, what did the Lord say that a good branch does? Did you hear? It makes lots of fruit. That's right. A good branch makes lots of fruit. Otherwise, the farmer will cut off that branch. If it's not bringing forth any fruit, he'll cut it off and take it away because it's just getting in the way. But a good branch grows lots of grapes. Now, so grapes, what are grapes good for? They're good for eating, that's right. They're sweet, they give us energy, and they make wine like the Lord serves us in the Holy Supper. Yes. So now, if we are like branches, what is something that we can do that's like bringing forth grapes? Can you do something that's sweet and helps give energy to other people?
Share.
Like if your mama gave you a nice big bunch of grapes, you could just sit in a corner and eat them all yourself. Or what could you do?
You could give them to your brothers and sisters.
You could share them, couldn't you? Just like a grapevine, sharing its grapes with us. And are there other good things that you can do that are sweet and kind and helpful for other people? Yes? You can help people? Yes?
I help my puppy because I have a puppy at home.
You take care of your puppy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a big puppy and a little puppy.
Okay. Now, there are lots of things that we can do to help be like grapes, like grapevines, can't we? Like, do you have a little brother or sister at home?
Yes.
Do you ever help take care of your brother or sister?
Yes.
Are there sometimes chores that you do at home?
Yes.
Like do you help clean up your room or set the table?
Clean up the playroom.
Clean up the playroom? Yep, that's very good. That's very helpful. Yes? You help your friends? That's good. So the Lord made us to be like grapevines, that we can do lots of good things. And think of the things that you'll be able to do when you grow up. You'll be able to do so many more things because you'll be taller and stronger, and also you'll know how to do more things. Think of all the things your mothers and fathers do to help take care of you, and so many other people that they help take care of in the world. What's that?
Like if somebody gets sick.
Yes, that's right. If someone gets sick, then there's people who know how to take care of us.
Like you.
And another thing we can do for each other is share thoughts, ideas. If you have a good idea, then you can share it with someone else and you can help them learn how to do something, like tie their shoes, for example, or do their math problems. Or there are other things that you can do that help people feel better about themselves or better about how they can be helpful. Yes? Yes, that's right. And you can too. You do. When you grow up, even more. That's right. That's right. Very good. So that's one of the things that the Lord teaches us, that we can picture ourselves as being like grapevine branches. And we want to stay closely attached to the grapevine, right? Because if someone cut off the branch, then could the branch grow any grapes? No, it would just dry up and wither up, wouldn't it? So we want to stay attached to the Lord, and the way we do that is by coming to church and listening to the Lord's Word, and we say our prayers at night, we read the Word at home perhaps, we think about, what does the Lord say to me? What is the Lord asking me to do, and especially what is He asking me not to do? When we think about that and we do what the Lord says carefully, then we are staying attached firmly to the vine. And the Lord gives us more and more life and more energy so we can do useful things and be helpful to other people. And you know what? That's fun. That's why the Lord makes us that way, because it's so much fun to be able to help other people. Amen.